Hello and welcome to Movies with My Dad, the podcast where I, film critic Tina Kakadelis, take my dad Stratus to the movies. This week, we saw The Bike Riders, directed by Jeff Nichols and starring Austin Butler, Jodie Comer, and Tom Hardy. Join us on the car ride home. Okay, great. You want to rev the engine real quick?
I'm going to lower the air conditioner.
Okay. What about revving the engine?
It's a hybrid. Don't really want to do that.
Couldn't even make it sound like a motorcycle if you tried.
Are we ready to roll?
Is that supposed to be like your car lingo? Motorcycle lingo? I don't think that he would say that. The Bike Riders!
And?
Did you fall asleep?
No, but I sure could have.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No.
Oh, I really liked it. I thought surely this is a dad movie. Just a bunch of people kind of like grumbly talking and then
But there was nobody
vroom.
I liked in it at
you
all.
You didn't like his wife, Kathy?
Killing Eve lady?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm proud of you that you know what she's from.
I think, isn't she Australian or something?
British.
British. Okay, close enough.
But like Liverpool British.
There's like Chicago / Midwestern accent was a little disturbing to me.
No, if you listen to the actual Kathy, it is spot on.
It was scary spot on.
Okay, so you didn't like it.
No.
Okay, well, tell me your thoughts.
They're all just... I need something to make me feel like I care about the people, and nothing made me feel like I cared.
You didn't think... I mean, well, I guess you weren't. You were just...
I wasn't part of a biker gang as a child?
Part of a biker gang as a child either. However, it's not the biker gang. It's the feeling of community.
Sure, but this is a dystopian community.
Not at first.
Yeah, at first they're just going to ride around, and then before you know it, they're all killing each other.
Have you not read Lord of the Flies? Have you not hung out with
men? Of course, but do I need to watch this?
I don't understand what... Okay, so you just don't
want... Well, I'll give them at least credit that they didn't try to romanticize the life of a motorcycle gang.
They did in the beginning a little bit, which I think is fair, because, like, in Kathy's shoes and she's a little bit swept up in it, you know?
Yes, at the very beginning I'm right. Like, oh, this is going to be like a fake movie.
A fake movie. What's
well, fake in the
movie
sense
you?
That, you know, it's not realistic about what happens in a gang. Are we going, we're going the wrong way at home,
you are 100% going
yeah.
the wrong way.
Okay, I guess I'll have to turn around.
Oh, why are you saying we? Like, I haven't...
Well, you didn't say anything.
I figured you knew.
You've been out of this movie theater before. Anyways, so... Why did you like it?
The editing was beautiful. The editing was spot on. It was so fresh and interesting, and I really liked that. I thought the score was really fun, too. The performances I also thought were great. Like, I think Elvis Boy, Austin Butler.
Sure.
Who started off on Disney Channel, Hannah Montana, lest us not forget.
Really?
Yeah. He was, like, one of Miley Cyrus' boyfriends, I think, on Hannah Montana. And look at him now.
Going down in the... No. I did love him in Elvis.
I was going to say,
there.
You loved him
but
in Elvis. You didn't
I'm,
like him in this? He didn't have a lot to do.
He was great in this.
Yeah.
But great being a degenerate?
I don't understand. So you just don't want any movie that shows anything
bad? No, it's fine. I just have to... I didn't really get into the whole thing. It kind of left me like,
Also, is this not a Western?
We can't reference older episodes.
How are we going to build a fan base if we don't encourage them?
I don't know.
But it's a Western. It's a revenge tale about conquering an unknown area. And power and violence as a form of having that power. But then also violence as a form of intimacy and pride.
You watch a whole different movie than I watch. I just want to be entertained.
Okay, so why weren't you entertained? You weren't entertained to watch how it morphs? How this thing with good intentions?
I know how sad... people morph into just bad people and worse people. Do I need to? I've seen more of life than you have, daughter.
Oh, dear God. Okay, so then, like, I don't understand. How is that not entertaining if it's done in an interesting way?
Well, because there was very little plot. I understand what you said, the overall arching direction of it went. But there was really not a lot of conflict. You knew the kid was going to come out and, spoiler, shoot him.
I didn't.
Oh, gosh, really?
No.
That was telegraphed when he first pissed him off back in when he was 20 years old. That was obvious that he was going to come back and take over. And
yeah, but I thought he could also beat this old man.
I'm struggling on this one, Tim. You're going to have to carry this discussion because I've got very little to...
Anytime I say anything, you're just like, well, that's a different movie than what I watched.
Why were you... were you transported? Did you feel emotion?
Yeah, I felt the emotion.
I care less about these people.
Okay, so I don't understand. If you don't want to watch them, would you watch a movie that has the same general themes of violence and cyclical nature and toxic masculinity?
No redeeming qualities anywhere in this.
What do you mean no redeeming qualities?
Who had a redeeming quality as a character?
Kathy?
As a person? I wouldn't even give her that.
I also, Johnny had redeeming qualities. He at least didn't let her get raped. That's more than some other people in the movie can say. I think he was afraid of what he created.
He's absolutely afraid of
it. Right,
tried
and
to
I
get
think
out of
that
it
is very
times.
Interesting. Yeah.
The world he created?
Yeah, you don't find that interesting and compelling to watch?
As a concept, absolutely. But as an execution of this, I didn't find him... I didn't care about him. He had a family that we didn't know, or there was no duality there of why he was a family man, so supposedly, and then cared about this biker club that he now overwhelmed him.
I don't think he really was a family man. I think he was looking for an escape from the family. I think that's what him.
But
being
he still
a
maintained a family. He had a job.
Okay, maintained a family in the sense that it was the '60s, and the woman's not getting divorced.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I don't think people in that world had a problem with getting divorced and walking away.
What if I get a little tattoo like Benny has that's just like a flag with his name on it on my arm? What do you think about that?
What's it going to say?
Benny.
Oh, it's not going to say Tina.
No, it's going to say Benny.
You're not going to get the leather jacket patch?
I want it so badly.
It's got the bird.
No, I wanted the one that said Vandals and then like their club nickname and then
what's
one
your
percenters.
Club nickname gonna be?
I don't know. My nickname as a child was Bunny, but I don't love that.
Oh, I think that's the greatest biker name ever.
I guess so.
Bunny.
I would if someone made that on Etsy, I would buy it so fast. I kept staring at it. And even the kid that murdered Johnny, I love that his said the kid. Like that was his nickname.
Oh, that was I didn't even know.
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, I want that." Okay, so you didn't even like the vibes of like the late 60s, early 70s? You couldn't even like find joy in that? You found no joy, no entertainment?
No, I really did not. I mean, that's why I'm not engaged here to have a discussion because I just was, it was kind of bland for me.
Oh my gosh. Not even the motorcycle? You're not a motorcycle man?
No, I'm not really a motorcycle guy.
You're a car man. Okay, what about the brief cars that made an appearance?
The cars were nice, but again, what were they... I mean, I realized they weren't doing anything because that's what the reality of these people were. They didn't do anything.
Right.
So the whole movie's about a bunch of guys not doing anything.
A bunch of guys desperately trying to have a sense of community, even though the society has built it so that men should be alone and by themselves. Yet by masquerading it as this tough boy biker gang, it's allowing them, at least in the beginning, a place to have friends in a way that they clearly did not have before.
I think you can live without these friends.
Oh my god.
What's so good about
Brucey? The one who died? Got hit with the car?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't like Brucey? Brucey wouldn't be a good friend to you? Oh, you're just a stick in the mud.
I really am, because I just didn't find anything redeeming about this. If you want a buddy movie like that, how about a good war movie where there's camaraderie and they're trying to do things together? These guys are...
They were doing the exact same thing.
No, they're not.
They're all trying to do things together. In the beginning, you have to then... Like, it's from the beginning, it started as this genuine thing of wanting to be this group. And then it morphed because masculinity is a curse and a burden
Ouch.
Upon us all.
Wow.
Societal masculinity that has been created.
Did the women do any better in this group? No.
No, they weren't great.
Okay.
But they didn't start a biker gang.
There were women biker gangs.
I know.
Just as
here.
Ruthless and mean and horrible as these guys were.
Yeah, because then there's also the feeling, like, I'm not justifying their violence or their actions, But, like, there's the feeling of being an outsider and then being a group of outsiders. The outsiders.
Yes, that's coming up next. But how do you... So do you think somebody watches this and feels like they want to be part of this community?
No.
What are you supposed to feel out of this?
I feel that I saw a good movie. I feel that it had complex and interesting themes of friendship. Look at you yawning.
I'm yawning away. That's not indicative of what you said.
I think you look at it as a failure of humanity.
This is somebody's concept of dreaming of what it was like in those days. Watched a lot of those old movies and wanted to make a Fellini-like movie.
Don't think you've seen a Fellini movie.
I haven't seen a Fellini movie, but I just feel like this is a Fellini
it's
movie.
It's the only director that you can name.
What's the Kurosawa? Isn't he in Japanese
Akira
one? But,
Kurosawa.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I don't
think this works in that vein, but...
You want to compare it to, like, Christopher Nolan next? Or, like, what other directors you got up your sleeve?
No, not Christopher Nolan. I need entertainment. I don't mind you giving me a lesson and a morality and a story, but you gotta keep the me entertained and interested in the movie.
And the performances weren't enough for you?
No, the performances were great, but
that's not enough.
I watched to be pulled into the story and to have an emotional feeling about the story I'm watching. I was not pulled in, I was not emotional, and that's it.
Great, so you just want to end it here, or what?
I could keep saying the same thing over, but I got nothing.
I got nothing. I'm not going to convince you of anything.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did. You know, this was in a movie, this bridge, or this tunnel.
It's a tunnel.
Thank you.
It's been in many a movie.
Okay, but, like, specifically supposed to be set in Pittsburgh.
Are you going to explain what tunnel you're in?
The Fort Pitt Tunnel.
It has the most theatrical entrance to a city in this country, I'd say.
Okay, I feel like that's a sweeping generalization.
No, there is no... You go through a small hole in a rock, and you come out, and there's a beautiful skyline, especially at night, all lit up, that just kind of opens up in front of you as if somebody, you know, pulled the curtain back. I can talk about the Pittsburgh skyline a lot more passionately than I can talk about this movie.
Well, if you want to see it for yourself, watch The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yes.
Shot in Pittsburgh.
I do remember that one.
You?
It's
what?
Also in a video game.
You saw The Perks
it's
of Being
in the
a Wallflower?
Yeah, because I looked at the clip at least about the Pittsburgh. But the video game, The Last of Us, comes through the Pittsburgh Tunnel. Now, granted, Pittsburgh is now completely demolished at this point, but...
So one might say the view is not the same.
It's not as spectacular, no.
Fantastic.
All right, how many Harleys do you give this? Well, let me guess. I think you're giving it at least a 4.
Okay, well, I think they would be insulted if we rated it on Harleys if I learned anything about bike riders. Although, I would briefly like to talk about our audience that we saw it with.
That is
because we were not dressed appropriately. No. Everyone had biker shirts on.
I think they were biker wannabes.
I'm not.
There were no
say
bikes
that.
Out front.
That you saw, we were late.
There wasn't a line of bikes like in front of the bar in the movie. That's what I expected to see. A bunch of guys come out.
You want them to come out and just throw it on the sidewalk?
Exactly right. If you're gonna live the life, live the life.
What? Okay. Whatever. Did you see the man carrying the Harley Davidson
metal
sign?
Yeah, what was that
about? I have no idea.
Was he going to get somebody to sign it, or he just felt the need to bring a Harley logo with him everywhere he goes?
I don't know. I don't know how you tell him that Austin Butler is not coming here to Pittsburgh.
He heard it was a premiere.
Shrink wrapped.
Maybe he won it in a raffle.
They've never had a raffle before.
You didn't go to the biker bar before this to get tickets.
You know. I don't know.
You got press screening tickets.
Okay, you're
not
right.
Biker bar tickets.
I didn't
tickets.
Win it in a biker brawl. So, anyway, motorcycles, because we can't rate it on Harleys. You're right. I would give it a 4.
See? 1.
Well, any final parting thoughts?
Nope.
Okay, great. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Movies with My Dad. Be sure to tune in next week when I take my dad back to the movies to see Russell Crowe in The Exorcism. See you next time.